Afternoons are always better with a side of Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
So should your tax money ever go to support any sort of private entities like Delaware Turf? There is a they've been looking at this for a while now. Delaware Turf seeks a Kent County lodging tax to improve competitiveness. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for competitiveness. And the way that this would work is that it would impose a fee on hotels and lodging within Kent County to make this whole thing work. So I want to hear from you at 302-839-1059, talk or text. And I brought on somebody who has been very vocal about this. Sam Chick. We know Sam Chick. He's a local businessman in the Dover area and has been an outspoken, I'd say, opponent of this move. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on. Really appreciate it, Rob. Well, first of all, any tax increases, we don't want to see tax increases. Kent County has a good record. They have not increased taxes in 12 years. Let's keep it that way. Government needs to live within its means. The state, it's even ridiculous. You know, they passed this for Newcastle County last year, I believe, and then they started more municipalities jumped on this year, other counties jumped on this year. You know, why is the state, why is the state raising taxes when, first, we already have an 8% lodging tax? It's quite high enough.
Just period. As it currently stands, it's 8%.
And for this year, for the budget, for this year, the state is more than $200 million above their projections. So they are flush with cash. They have all this extra cash.
Right, right.
And they're telling us that they're going to raise taxes. They're going to make it more expensive for people to stay here. Why should somebody who's having a family reunion in Milford pay 3% more? Should a convention at Dover Downs pay 3% more? Or actually, it's even worse if you're in the city of Dover, because not only did they empower the county to place a tax, but they empowered the city to place a tax, and they're going to stack. So if the county takes 3 and the city takes 3, worst case scenario, that's 6%. That's going to be a 14% lodging tax in the city of Dover. Who's going to come build a hotel in Dover after that happens?
I can't imagine that anyone would.
Right. And it's ridiculous that we actually have Republicans who voted for this too. A lot of them who voted against it, they voted against it when it was just for Newcastle County. And then when it came down later and it's for Sussex and this and that, well, for some reason, not all of them, there's a couple who, you know, stood true to their principles, but a lot of them voted for it. And that's such a shame, because we should be taking a stand here. First of all, this, like I said, the state has plenty of money. We don't need to raise taxes. Second of all, you raise taxes, that is forever. When is that tax going to go away?
Taxes don't
down. It's going to, and that, so that's a permanent, we've permanently made it more expensive for people to come stay in hotels and motels once we put those taxes in place.
Right. I mean, every single time. And even when taxes go down, they don't go down substantially.
Exactly. Just a little. We found a little extra, just a couple little fraction slivers of a percent.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for getting
me back
a little bit.
I appreciate that. That's really, really nice.
Now, the nice thing, it's funny because the legislators passed the buck on this. Although, you know, I tell you, this is kind of a rotten deal. This deal smells from the beginning, because Kent County, the tax for Kent County wasn't even on the radar, wasn't introduced until 5 days before the end of session. And then it was rammed through in the flurry of legislation on the last day. It's ridiculous.
Course.
They're, naturally, you know, passing all kinds of stuff they haven't even read. You know, is 5 days enough time for public debate and discussion? This is a tax that impacts us significantly.
No, it's not. And the thing is, while this is a Kent County thing, you mentioned that they're already doing something like this in Newcastle County. It's really only a matter of time before something like this comes to Sussex, before they think, there is some money to be had here. I think we can capitalize on this money if people will allow us to capitalize on this money. What do the hotels think about this? Once again, we're on with Sam Chick, an area businessman and an opponent of this plan to send this money, this lodging tax in Kent County, specifically to Delaware Turf. What do the hotels think about this?
Some have been silent about it. Haven't heard any come out and say, yeah, we love this. We really want it. Yeah, make it more expensive for our customers.
Right.
But you have heard quite a few who are coming out now, because again, this blindsided everybody.
Right.
You're going to introduce this 5 days before the end of session in June. People are on vacation. It's like, come on now. If they really feel blindsided by this, a lot of the, you know, not only that, this for Kent County specifically, now we're talking, they made it so it would funnel directly to this nonprofit corporation, the sports complex, which, cool thing, but they need to stand on their own. We give them enough support already. You know, it's kind of messed up that all the hotels and motels of this county do not benefit equally from the turf complex. And so they're going to make it more expensive for everybody just to support that
just
thing.
And so not some yeah, in Kent County.
Right.
Because, and this, yeah, it's a county mm-hmm. thing. It's not just going to be Dover. I mean, and the complex is in Frederica. I mean,
right.
So it's not just going to be Dover hotels that, you know, either get any sort of windfall from this or anything like that.
Yeah. Most of them are in Dover. There's a couple in Milford, Harrington.
I would think
but
that
most
a lot of
Dover.
Them would probably be in Milford. I find it way easier to get to the DE Turf Complex from Milford.
Well, supposedly it's, you know, the way that they tell it, they book up every hotel within distance because,
right.
you know, the ones that fit, well, I should say the ones that fit their standards because
right.
they don't want to put anybody down at the Roach Motel now. They
I
want
mean,
to, this
ideally,
is the turf complex. You got to stay somewhere
not,
nice.
Ideally
yeah,
not.
Well, yeah, that's not the impression, I guess, they want their visitors to the
Here's
nice
the
sports
thing.
Complex.
I was just talking to Dan Gaffney yesterday about this very issue, and he was telling me that every single time he's been over there, they are always busy as hell.
I see it. You know, it's an awesome thing. I see it when I drive by. It looks busy. Depending.
Yeah,
sometimes
always.
It's totally, you know, empty. But on the weekends, you'll see it. It's very busy.
All the
they
time.
They have tournaments booked up. It's great. I think it's cool to get people active. It's nice to have such a thing here in the county. But when they proposed this thing, you know, 10 years ago, first it was, hey, this is going to attract enough business. It's going to sustain itself. All we're asking from the county, give us, you know, we give them free land, $1
right,
a year
right,
for
right.
85 acres. Actually, they just asked for another 40, I think. So it's going to be 125 or so total at $1 a year plus tax exemptions. So, the county supports them quite a bit. It's not like we don't give them anything. And then on top of that, they did end up getting a couple million in, state economic development funds
sure.
and different things like that. So it's, you know, I think it's a great thing. We do support it. Kent County does support it quite a bit. You know, that's a very generous terms.
Sure.
They should not be coming back and asking us for more. They need to figure out a way to sustain themselves. And that's the other thing, the way I understand it. They are sustaining themselves. They just want more money so they can go pay bigger tournaments to come to them.
In fact, that was said in here by Bill Strickland, board chairman for the Kent County Regional Sports Complex Corporation. He says, what we found is that it's a pay-to-play environment as far as it pertains to hosting these larger tournaments. So, okay, so if it's a pay-to-play environment, let's say that that's true. And I believe him when he says that, by the way. I mean, does that mean... Does that mean we got to pay to play? I mean, does that just mean we got to do it?
Well, if they want to pay to play, then they should pay, but come up with the money on your own.
Right.
Don't be reaching into everybody else's pocket. There's plenty of ways they can raise money. They have sponsorships they raise a lot of money from. They have tournament fees. According to their figures, they had, I think it was 102,000 people go through there in 2018. So, hey, guess what? If you want to raise $900,000... then that means you need to figure out a way to get $9 more dollars from each one of those people that came through there. The ones who are using it. Imagine that. They should pay for it.
Math in 2019? It's unheard of. We're on with Sam Chick, an area businessman and an opponent of this plan in Kent County to add a lodging tax to specifically fund Delaware Turf, to specifically fund the turf complex. What I want to know from you at 839-1059 is, do you think your tax money should ever go to support a private entity? My name's Rob Sussman. So do you think your tax money should ever go to support private entities like the Delaware Turf Complex? 839-1059.
He puts the sus in Sussex County. Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
We're on with Sam Chick. He's a area businessman and a pretty outspoken opponent of this plan. This Kent County lodging tax, they're using it to improve competitiveness at the Delaware Turf Complex, which is a privately owned complex that gets support from the state government and from the county government, if I understand things correctly.
It's a nonprofit corporation. A couple of their directors are like public appointees. I think the county gets to put somebody on the board.
Right.
And of course, they throw like a couple state representatives on the board for sure.
Right.
So, you know, they try to make sure that they have some kind of like public representation.
Public-private partnership.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like, all right, well, you know, you're doing a nice thing here, but it's not don't be asking for tax money. It's like, support this thing yourself. This is not a public park where people can just go and take their kids and play.
No,
you got to pay big bucks to go in here.
You do. Sign up for the rugby leagues or whatever the hell they have going on the weekends. You're paying for that every time.
Yeah, you're paying to go in there and park. You know, that's one of the ways they raise money is every car load, I think they get 10 bucks for every car that comes in.
Oh, then there you go.
All
that in mind, how do you not have them? I mean, when they say pay to play, and this is the thing. Bill Strickland, the board chairman for the Kent County Regional Sports Complex, said that what they found is a pay-to-play environment as far as it pertains to hosting larger tournaments at these complexes, saying that the organizers of a national lacrosse tournament hosted at the turf fields moved the tournament to Richmond almost immediately afterwards because of better incentives were offered by the city.
So, okay, yeah, exactly. Better incentives offered by the city. So you have taxpayers who are being fleeced to subsidize these things. There's actually a very interesting, I think it's a Forbes article on this. So here's the deal. As a bunch of these things were built, they were overbuilt. So now they're in competition with each other.
Right.
And now
it's like
some of them are saying, yep, taxpayers, okay, we're getting the taxpayers to help us with this and that. We should not follow these people down that path. That is a mistake. Okay, if we do it for this, how about the next thing and the next thing? No, let it support itself on its own. You know, we don't want to be like one of these big cities that is basically supporting a rich guy who has a football team and they're shelling out hundreds of millions or even over $1 billion for stadiums. It's crazy.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
This is like the mini Kent County version of that. We don't want that to happen.
County version of Stan Kroenke and the Los Angeles Rams.
For sure. And I like, you know, everybody likes parks and recreation area. Again, this is not what we're talking about. This is something different. It's very cool, but it's something different. We support them quite a bit. Again, let them sustain themselves. You know, they say, look at all the economic benefit it brings to the area. Okay, you got 102,000 people come through. That's great. Well, you know, Firefly was just here. They had 50,000 people. How much tax money you want to give them?
Ah, you know what?
You know? How about Dover Downs?
There's a good question. People do come in for things like that, and those things do not require a big cash handout from the city.
That's right. And on top of those, not only that, but those people are also paying taxes, property taxes. They're paying other taxes that nonprofits don't pay.
Yeah.
They're contributing. You know, they're contributing quite a bit without getting any extra help, like the sports complex is already getting. Again, free land lease, tax exemptions. They got a few million in economic development funds, I think, to help get them started. So it's, they get quite a bit of support. It's an interesting thing. There's an interchange that was also built there on Route 1, which is necessary.
Yeah.
And it was already planned to be there. So it's nice that everything ties in. But, you know, that's one of the other deals with this thing is you've got the turf complex there. There's a lot of interest that want to make this thing succeed. Okay. That doesn't mean we have to do it at the taxpayer expense. They need to figure out a way to make it successful around the sports complex and around that interchange. It's been planned for years. There are people there who have development interests. I'd say there's somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 to $40 million of new commercial development that could occur there in, say, the next decade.
Well, sure. I mean, it's around an interchange, which an interchange is always going to bump up the price of the land. And it's, positive highway views. Of course, that's going to be
real estate. Pre-interchange, pre-sports complex, actually kind of right in the time frame before the sports complex came about. There's one piece of land that was bought there. It's more than tripled in value. You know, it's up on the market for $6.5 million right now. That's right. It's right on the highway. You know, it's interesting because, like, you know, you look at Delaware's a small place, but sometimes you just look at connections and it makes you wonder because you have these land deals that are there, and then you look at the people involved in the land deals.
Right.
Well, there's an attorney representing two of them, and he also happens to be on the board of the sports complex. So, okay, we're getting a little, we're getting a little kind of tangled here, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, and then not only is he a board member of the board of the sports complex, represents these, you know, $13 million worth of land deals here. I don't know whether there's any financial interest or just representing them.
I would call representing it still definitely a financial interest. Either way, you're getting business.
Yeah, he represents a lot of land deals. He's also, you know, was trying to get represented Dover Mall, trying to get an exit off Route 1, and that was going to be, frankly, at the taxpayer expense. We're going to lose out on toll money. They're trying to, you know, a variety of ways to fund it. But I digress. Anyway, so this, you know, he's connected. He's got land deals. He's on the board. We said there's other state reps on the board. You know, this attorney, not only that, but his brother is the state senator who introduced the bill 5 days before the end of session. And
you're talking about someone with the last name of Pardee.
Right. So Trey Pardee is the senator who introduced this thing.
Right.
Again, 5 days before the end of session. I've talked to all the levy court commissioners. Okay. So far, there are three. And just so you know, so far, there are three who are definite no's. And there are a couple who are in support and a couple who seem undecided.
Right.
But of all of them that I talked to, all but two or three were completely blindsided by this. A couple of them said really? they didn't even know about it till they read it in the paper, and it was already passed.
they read it in the paper. Nobody had any.
Nobody had come and talked to them. Nobody had talked to them that, hey, we're going to go. There's going to be a bill. You know, why aren't the members of the General Assembly talking to the levy court members about a bill that they're passing that's going to empower our county government to place a tax?
When you have people who are involved in things in the way that they are, you mentioned kind of the web that is kind of tangled around this thing, where you have people who while they aren't necessarily they're sitting on the board of the complex, and they have land interests around the complex that may be tangentially related and to the price going up because the complex is there. You know what I'm saying? It's not explicitly illegal, but it is fishy.
Make no doubt about it. These parcels would be worth a fraction of what they are if the sports complex fails. So they, you know, and there's not those landowners there that, you know, they're protecting their interests. They really want to see it succeed.
Sure.
You know, my suggestion, instead of taxing everybody, maybe they make an impact fee for any new commercial development around that thing that helps support it. There's also, we talked about user fees. They're trying to raise more money.
Sure.
You know, there's also the county still owns a lot of land over there. The county could do its own commercial development, and we could actually lease the land out and send a portion of that to turf. Wouldn't that be nice? It's like, maybe we'll make some money off it this time instead of just giving it away for free.
Instead of just every single hotel in Kent County has to pay money to the county specifically earmarked to go to one specific private organization.
Right. And, you know, this hotel that's right next to this thing would be the biggest beneficiary of all. So, right. You know, that would only make sense that a portion of that, if it was a, especially, you know, we're talking like leasing county land out at the long term to sure. some developer who's going to build either a right. hotel or, you know, even just a commercial complex, because that would do a commercial complex. That's, you know, I've seen some of the plans that are floated around there. People are excited. That's great. Love to see new construction. Love to see people doing projects. And there's nothing wrong with making money. You know, one of those landowners there, he's been there. You know, he predates it. A couple of them, they predate that stuff.
Sure.
So they're just, you know, they're lucky they're in the right spot. And that's good.
Yeah, but, congrats.
And a couple of them, looks like they found the right attorney for the job.
Hey, you know what?
You know, doesn't hurt to have a connected attorney, I guess.
You got a good attorney.
Make things happen.
The reason that they cost so much. The reason you got to pay $300 an hour to see some of these attorneys.
Right. Yeah.
Right, without a doubt.
The more relatives you have in the General Assembly, the higher the price goes.
That's true. Truck driver Michael says they could start charging them to park. They already do that. Set up lemonade stands, anything but raising taxes. But unfortunately, the state has a history of giving to businesses, such as the tax reduction for the casinos, says truck driver Michael at 839-1059. Talk or text.
I'm with truck driver Michael all the way. He had me all the way till the end. But all good stuff, really. Yeah, we don't need to be raising taxes to support, you know, this deal. They need to support themselves. The casino deal, dude. We tax the state taxes the casino quite a bit. So right. A bailout is a misnomer. It's called tax relief, and it saved jobs at the casino. So.
And I could use some of that right now too. I think
I know exactly. Hey, that's right. We're $200 million. How come taxes didn't go down if we're $200 million plus? Well, you know, since we're talking about taxes, geez.
Because they know next year it's going to be $2 million in the hole.
Right.
Because they're going to spend it on something stupid.
Wow, it's already spent. I know the governor was using Ken Simpler's plan, was talking about saving some of it, but I don't know if that was just a press release or if that ever happened or what.
I'm sure, given what I know about the state of Delaware, is that it was probably a press release.
Right. Well, right. And, you know, that's the other thing with this lodging tax. It's like, really, come on, guys. Why are you raising taxes?
Right.
You know, I think that the county and the city of Dover, which, by the way, on Monday, anybody who's listening who lives in the city of Dover on Monday, please go to City Hall. They're about to place a 3% lodging tax increase. They just increased our property taxes 9.8%, almost 10% a month ago, and now they're putting a new tax. So in my opinion, if you're going to levy a lodging tax and you're adamant about that and you're sure you're going to do it, well, then why don't you offset that property tax increase by the amount that you increase the lodging tax by, right? Why don't you give the taxpayers a little break here?
Hey, what an absolutely ridiculous idea. I don't know why they'd ever go for something like that.
Well, we'll find out. Be there Monday. City of Dover people, be there Monday, please.
Sam Chick is with us. He's an area businessman. Now, I want to know, from your perspective as somebody who does own a business, Puffsters in Dover, do you see any impact on you as a result of this lodging tax?
Well, let me start by saying the turf. I don't know that we really see any impact from the turf because that's not
just
our customer.
Period.
Because that's not really, that's not our customer.
Not a whole lot of people going to Puffsters.
Yeah, I mean, because it's, you know, it's the kids in the sports and mom and dad and they're eating at, you know, maybe they go and eat out or they do something, you know, fun, good, watch a movie or something, but they're not coming to our place. But it's fine. You know, again, don't have anything against it. Now, as far as the lodging tax, though, yes, that does affect us. Because if you make it more expensive for people to come stay in the city of Dover, where our business is, that's going to hurt us. That's less money for people to come around and spend. What if there's a big convention that books 200 rooms at Dover Downs, and they're marginal about whether they want to come to Dover Downs or not?
Sure.
And this 3% increase says, you know what? Nah, we're going to go to Jacksonville instead or wherever.
Sure.
You know, it's... That would be so unfortunate that we would lose that. And that's what they don't see. It's the seen and the unseen. This is the old economic tale. It's, you see the results. Oh, look at this money we raised from the lodging tax. Well, what you don't see is the people who never came and stayed in the hotels.
That's right. The money that you lost, money from, let's say somebody does come to Dover Downs and maybe that would be your clientele.
Right. That's right. You know? There's money they lost. They would have come and spent a few more dollars in our store and said, I got to tighten the belt a little bit.
There we go. Sam Chick, always great to talk to you, man. Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Harry and Magnolia about this. Should your tax money ever go to support private entities like Delaware Turf? My name's Rob Sussman. It's 839-1059.